Dictation for Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Paisley, P as in Paul, A-I-S-L-E-Y, December 3031, addresses a letter to Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 588-6194. Dear Dr. Horsley, follow-up for Alice, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, small kidneys, edema. Updated urine sample shows minimal proteinuria, 0.39, which is not nephrotic range. She has lower extremity edema, likely related to obesity, as well as congestive heart failure from aortic valve disease. Last visit in September, she still has active bullous pemphigoid, for what patient follows with dermatology, presently on in low dose of immunosuppressants, mycophenolate. He says to be doing salt fluid restriction, a new attack of gout on the right foot, probably from effect of diuretics, presently on tramadol and Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents. She is in a wheelchair today, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Says to be doing low salt, presently not on prednisone, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, denies spirulina arterial hemoptysis. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, I want to highlight the metoprolol, Lasix, Coumadin, Celcept. Next paragraph, today weight 209. Blood pressure 130 over 90, bilateral JVD obesity, few rals on basis, loud aortic systolic murmur appears regular, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, 3 plus edema below the knees, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry September, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline. GFR 33, stage 3B, sodium potassium normal, elevated bicarbonate, in part related to diuretics, low albumin at 3.5, but no nephrotic range proteinuria, normal calcium phosphorus, anemia 9.3, normal white blood cell platelets. Echocardiogram with preserved ejection fraction, does have severe enlargement right and left atrium, evidence of right ventricular volume and pressure overload, calcification of aortic valve, considered to be a severe low flow, low gradient stenosis, as well as moderate regurgitation, dilated inferior vena cava, severe mitral valve regurgitation, severe tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. She has seen already Dr. Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E. She is exploring potential invasive interventions, endovascular repair. However, patient will be probably high risk. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, continuous salt fluid restriction. Next number, leg edema, multifactorial, beyond renal failure, no nephrotic range, proteinuria. This is likely related to combination of body size of the patient, obesity, but also above indicated echocardiographic findings. Next number, pacemaker, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, Coumadin beta blockers. Next number, bullous pemphigoid. Next paragraph, congestive heart failure, diastolic type, valvular heart disease, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, comments. Agree, patient at high risk for procedures, including anesthesia, given her age, morbid obesity, and multiple organ failure. We'll see what interventional cardiology has to say. I explained to her that her gout likely related to the diuretics. She has used few doses of colchicine, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Also discussed with the patient, end of dictation.